morning, good afternoon, good evening. So this is the cross-community working group on internet governance subgroup, I guess. Subgroup that is here to organize the cross-community working group sessions that are going to take place in Singapore. So far, we've got two sessions that are planned. One is a general session with the community, and one is a face-to-face session with our group. Of course, both sessions are open, so there's nothing that takes place behind closed doors. They're both transparent, but the face-to-face is really going to be the work that we need to move forward with. And the session with the community is, I would guess, and I guess this is for us to determine today, it is probably going to be for collecting input from the community on the work that we've done so far. So I thought we would perhaps start if we took maybe half of this call on the first part and half of this call on the second part, that would be fine. And I realize that we've forgotten to take a roll call here. We can take a roll call quickly, Petya.
Yes. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. On today's call, we have so far Olivier Grepin-Leblanc, Phyllis Yomas, Kate Davidson, Merlin Kate, Christina Rossetti, Oliver Sum, Bill Drake, Sarah Falvey. As for my staff, this is me, Petya Minkova, doing the management of the call, and Renat Duwolf is connected as well.
Thank you very much, Petya. And we've also got Rafiq, who's the main guest. Welcome. We're doing the roll call. So welcome, Rafiq. So part one, if everybody is okay with this, we could speak. I already see Bill Drake with his hand up. Okay, Bill?
Just a point of information. I'm looking at this. I just started looking at the schedule today. And the second of our meetings is listed as a closed meeting. So we might want to have that changed. Unless we are a secret cabal, I would think the Wednesday 10 a.m. meeting should not be closed.
May I respond, please? This is Renata.
Please, Renata.
Yes, I already mentioned that to Tanzania, but because she has been traveling, she has not time to update the schedule yet.
Thank you, yes. Renata.
Okay.
And I can corroborate the fact that Tanzania has been traveling because I've seen her in London yesterday, so she has indeed been traveling.
And I'm sorry, it's Marilyn, if I could just support Bill's comment. So I think we want transcripts and... because the room may end up being smaller, but we want to have transcripts for that. And I would just suggest that actually we may need to provide two-thirds of the call on planning our face-to-face. Since we have to go back, we have not everyone on this call, even from the whatever we call ourselves, the planning group. And the follow-on session is going to be digesting and looking forward, right?
Definitely.
Yeah.
Okay, thanks, Carolyn. Bill, your hand is still up? Okay, thank you, Bill. So it's Olivia speaking. So let's just work out the logistics very quickly, and I think that this will take a minute. It's just a recap on what we need. So the first meeting will be with the community, will be the public meeting. I don't think there's anything we should ask in particular in there because everything needs to be supplied as standard. As far as the face-to-face is concerned, there was a concern a couple of days ago that we might not be able to get exactly all of the things that we want. But thankfully, Renata has managed to come back to us and say that, yes, we will. And Renata, please let me know, confirm this. We're going to have a room that will have microphones, that will have the ability to have an Adobe Connect, and that will have a recording, of course. And if there is a recording, obviously there's going to be a transcript later on.
Yes, the room, they've been able to sort it out. It will have full audio-visual capabilities plus a Deco. plus Adobe Connect and everything.
Fantastic. So even if not everyone in the group is in Singapore, we will be able to conduct the meeting and have people join us remotely on the Adobe. I think that's on the matter of logistics, we're pretty much okay. That's the first.
No, Olivia, it's Marilyn.
Marilyn, yes?
I'd like to park the discussion on logistics for the public meeting until we reach agreement on the format, because I think we may have different needs. And my own view about this is our event, not a Brad White event. And that means more mics and more requirements. But we don't have agreement on what the format is. And so can we park the logistic requirements on the public meeting until after we reach agreement on what the public meeting format looks like?
Thank you, Marilyn. Can we first agree on the face-to-face? I think we're all fine with the face-to-face.
Right, of course.
Okay, cool. So that's fine. Let's park the thing on the big meeting. Of course, that will depend on what format we're going to have. And since I heard you say that we should spend more time on the face-to-face than on the public meeting, shall we define, let's see, it's 9 minutes past the hour. Let's speak about the public meeting for the next 15 minutes until 25 minutes past the top, past the hour, and then we'll have 35 minutes to finish to discuss the face-to-face. How is that? Public meeting is
public.
A meeting with a community series. Public meeting is the meeting with the community. Face-to-face is the meeting with ourselves and anybody else who wants to be there. So I hear nobody saying no. So let's start then with the public meeting. We've got several things to decide. Format, basically how it's going to run, and who's going to be the moderator for this, what's going to be the setup. There is one thing that I do need to also point out, which is that originally I think that we were going to be immediately after the opening opening session, what would you call it, inaugural session, whatever you call it, the stuff with all those speeches. And now it looks like we will actually be just after lunch. Or something. I think Rafiq has got a better idea of the timing there.
Yes, it's in just after lunch because it was switched with a session about the global advisory group. So.
Yeah, can I get in the queue to make a comment about our timing?
Go ahead, Marilyn.
I think this is really interesting and unfortunate, and I hope this is being transcribed and we'll go back to the ICANN stuff. This is directly against the name collision session, which is a very high priority to government and to the private sector. I think the scheduling is regrettable and may even be purposeful, but it is very regrettable. The name collision issue is an issue that affects the security, stability, and resiliency of the Internet. And so, you know, maybe we can just park the idea that we come back to the staff and raise a concern. It looks like that could be scheduled against sessions later in the afternoon that are against GTLD launch experiences, recruiting new registries, blah, 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 and DNS sets. But putting it against our session is going to lead to both GAC members and many others not being able to come to our session. And I don't think that's what we intended. I think the session we're holding needs to be a widely attended session.
I absolutely agree, Marilyn. I think everyone here else agrees. There's a concern that what we're going to have here, the cross-community working group is going to be up against the name collision, and we're definitely going to lose some people on the name collision. The other concern is that, I'm just checking something. Oh, dear. And now that, oh, God. Sorry about these onomatopoeias, but I've just noticed that the scheduling of this in the early afternoon at 13:30 clashes with one of my meetings now, the ALAC-CCNSO joint meeting. So there's a clash with one of the facilitators as well. And then looking further down into the afternoon, I'm a little concerned that, I mean, this needs to take place in the big hall. If you swap ICANN strategy panels and the planning process with a cross-community working group on internet governance session, well, the strategy panels seem to be quite a long session. That's an hour and a half. So it would basically take us to, we'll start at 1500, which is further down, and then there's, of course, meeting strategy working group and new GPD program options and TLD universal acceptance. There's a workshop on TOR and alternative naming mechanisms to the DNS. I mean, I think we will be losing some audience in any way. And, of course, it would have been a lot better to be in the morning. The other remark I received was that it doesn't provide a very good message out there that something that is top-down, effectively the President's Globalization Advisory Groups, is replacing something that's bottom-up in there. And I don't know how defined these things are and how cast in stone these changes to the schedule are, but that's my personal view and what I've heard from some people around me. I see there's a queue of people. So Rafiq and then Bill Drake. Rafiq, you have the floor.
Yes, Olivier. So that's why, yeah, it's a bit the wrong message to be sent. And when we sent the request a few weeks ago, the assumption was that we will have the session in the morning just after, you know, the opening, so we can have the maximum number of people to attend, because in the afternoon we have to compete with the name collision workshop and others. So it will, you know, it's not what we expected or what we wanted. I guess we need really to ask why there was this change, because I think when the leaders, I mean, in the leaders list, everybody was agreeing with the assumption that we will have decision for the SOAAC leaders, what was supposed to be that session, and we took it, I mean, for the working group, and so I guess we need really to strongly request why there was such a change at, without, if we... We didn't check the schedule. We won't notice that. So that's I don't want to, that it was sneaky, but it's not really that what we could expect.
Okay, thanks very much, Rafiq. Next is Bill Drake.
If people want to suggest to ICANN that these two sessions be switched, I'm fine with that. I will say, however, I'm starting to feel like every call I'm on, and I'm sure somebody will take this the wrong way, but the constant invocation of top-down versus bottom-up is starting to become so ingrained in every conversation that it's like everything that the staff do is inherently problematic. I'm on Skype all day with people who view literally every initiative that comes out of the president or the board or anything else is suddenly top-down and usurping the community and so on. And it just seems to me that we can go a little too far with this. There's always that tension. And if the CEO creates advisory groups, I'm not surprised that he thinks it logical to put it first after the opening. But, you know, but I agree with you that, you know, it'd be better if we were earlier. I hope that we don't start to, like, turn everything into a kind of every issue gets viewed through the prism of a kind of a religious war between, you know, these two polar opposites. I don't think everything has to be viewed in such a polarized way. And I assume that the staff is making good faith efforts to try to do these things and maybe didn't quite have the priorities right or didn't see the conflict in the same way we do. But I hope that everything doesn't start to become like this. Thanks.
Okay, thanks very much, Bill. That's much appreciated. And I do agree. I mean, this shouldn't be a religious war, but it's a case of, I think, trying to get the most audience. And I have a real concern, and I'll tell you why. I would relate to you a session which I attended. I can't remember when it was, but I know it was over in Durban in South Africa. As part of the ATRT2, Accountability and Transparency Review Team, we had a public session in the main hall, the furthest door away from the whole complex. And so we had the whole ATRT2 that was sitting there, and we had, I think, four or five people that were sitting in that room. You can imagine there's about a 600, 700 seats and five people sitting there. We had a session that lasted maybe 5 minutes to get input from people. We got no input whatsoever. And when I walked to one of the people who was sitting there, I asked them and said, well, don't you have any input for the ATRT2? And they asked and said, what is the ATRT2? I'm just checking my emails here, that's all. So I'm really concerned. We're going to end up in the afternoon after the lunch break with a very depleted room and very low input because, let's face it, a lot of the onus and emphasis in ICANN, you know, a lot of the crowd-pulling stuff is to do with the primarily with the new GTLDs. And some of this internet governance stuff doesn't seem to be particularly important for many, many people in the community. I would have thought if we can be after the original opening ceremony, we'd have the maximum impact because you wouldn't have people just leaving them, stick around and listen to what's being said and try to contribute on this. That said, of course, there have been, you know, we saw the session that took place over in Buenos Aires, the 7 a.m. session. That was quite well attended. So maybe are we being a little bit too concerned about the timing? Then maybe we should just let it be? I don't know.
No, Olivier, it's Marilyn. I need to get in the queue on this.
Well, you're in the queue, and you're first in the queue, so you can go ahead.
Look, name collusion is a priority issue to anyone who operates or plans to operate a GTLD. And the GAC is also very concerned about name collusion. Putting us against name collusion, while it may be inadvertent, simply doesn't work. The later we are in the day, the more we lose participants. I think we at least should write the letter that I think Christina proposed. The mystical, magical panels advise, those are top-down panels. And as important as they are, they can go later in the day. And because the CEO is going to show up at them, people will come as well. So I think we at least need to ask again to have our panel at the time we originally requested and push that forward. And then we go ahead and move on the format But if we miss the GAC on this, and we will, if it's against the name collation issue, and we will miss a number of other people, then we're missing the bottom-up approach to giving advice to ICANN, which is why we were created.
Okay, thank you, Marilyn. Next is Sarah Salving.
Hi, so I think if folks feel that we want to try to move the meeting, I think Marilyn and Christina, I believe, had some really good suggestions, and so maybe we can just get a small group of people who can look at the agenda and, craft a letter and make sure that we, what we put in is going to be beneficial for everyone. But I'm just slightly nervous that, it's almost, it's 1:30 my time. We've almost wasted a half an hour on this, and I do believe it's a really important thing to get right, but I also don't want us to spend the whole meeting time talking about this. So maybe we can just get a small group of people to draft the letter, and then we can come back and see if that works over email, and then we can sort of use the remaining time to talk about kind of what we want to get across to the community and things like that.
Thank you very much, Sarah. Yes, I'm fully with you on this. I think we've now looked at it. We see where the problem is, and we know what we would ask. May I suggest, Marilyn, we've already got a suggested text from Christina. Could I ask Marilyn and Christina to just email us the text? And then, this text will have to be shared, I guess, with the wider group. And then we can send it over to the SO and AC chairs and ask them to support this. I don't think the working group itself can make a demand. It would have to be the SO and AC chairs that would have to make it.
Really? It's Carolyn. I'm very interested in why you think we, and it's not a demand, it's a request for a rationale. I'll add a sentence to Christina's very excellent text, but if we're saying that a cross-community working group does not have the right to make such a request, I'm quite astounded, and we don't need to debate that here, but I'm quite astounded.
That's the whole point of cross-community working groups.
They can make requests directly.
Yes.
It really depends how they're chartered, and let's not go into the chartering and all this. All right, we've got a letter here. I suggest we capture this, and I'm looking at Christina's suggested text here. We capture this, send it over to the main mailing list of the CCWG and get feedback on it, and hopefully we can send this early next week. So that's just the scheduling. On the format of the public forum, of the public discussion, any input on this? And now I note that we are reaching the 25 minutes past, so we should be finishing this. Let's spend two more minutes. The format of the public session.
Olivier, I need to, it's Marilyn, we need to extend the amount of time we spend on the format. I have an idea for the format, as I want to present. But I think we have to have more than 2 minutes to brainstorm on this. But I'm hoping to present my idea, but others may have other ideas.
Go for it, Marilyn.
I would like to propose we do this as a town hall, and a town hall would have the cross-community members, all of you, in the front of the room with a number of the cross-community participants in the audience with microphones, two co-facilitators at the front of the room. The community would be talking in front of the GAC. The board should be in the room listening. The senior staff should be in the room listening. I don't support having the Brett White, moderator approach. I think those of us, we're very sophisticated community. We've got people in our own community that could do this. And we run a town hall. We prepare a set of questions that we agree on as cross-community groups, post those questions. We have remote participation as well, and we take the input of the community
on a short list of questions that are directly related to feedback to, remember this is, we were created to provide feedback to ICANN's leadership, not, and that feedback can include advice on NetMundell, but we're not really created to just advise on NetMundell. We are created to provide input to ICANN from its community on a range of its activities related to Internet governance, as far as I understand. So a town hall that we run would be a return to our roots, to the bottom-up, consensus-based input to the leadership, and would be a way for the board and the senior staff to hear the community. But we need to organize it, if we take this approach, around topics that are published ahead of time and not just sprung on the community that morning, which is what happened to us last time.
Okay, thank you very much, Marilyn. Any response to this? You've said quite a few things here, from the setup of the room to the location of the cross-community working group members, to the moderation and to the set of questions. I see Bill Drake. You have the floor.
Thanks. I would think I would go for a modified version of what Marilyn suggested. I think if we just do a sort of real town hall-y thing, it could turn into a free-for-all in which certain types of perspectives from the most ardent people drown out other perspectives, and we don't get to hear really a cross-community overview. I would like to hear from different parts of the ICANN community, not just the most mobilized, about their views on these issues in a structured way. So if we could have some kind of a mixed format where people from, whether it's RSEC or ALEC or any other piece of the community, where at least there's some initial opening position statement that's made, laying out the baseline views, perhaps in response to a couple of pre-agreed discussion topics to structure things. And then we go to the big open floor thing. I think that'd be fine. But if we don't have something to ensure that each of the different silos, if you would, gets a chance to sort of really put its bottom line on the table, and in a way that is relatively comparable, where you're responding to some same set of questions, whether it's agenda items about NetMundial or anything else, I don't care what. It's really possible that the whole thing just goes all over the place. And that would be, to me, no more interesting than, with all due respect, a Brad White facilitated model. I think we want to find the sweet spot between the real community interaction thing and also having some structure here.
Thank you very much, Bill. Is there a perhaps a halfway way, a halfway house, which is that we would set separate timings for, you know, a bit like the public forum where it basically says, okay, now everything, all the questions to be about new GTLDs, and then the next thing is all the questions to be about something else, et cetera, et cetera. So we actually structure the 90 minutes according to topics and direct the discussion in this way.
So it's Marilyn. I would just say what I envisioned when I threw this out was if we agreed on topics, then there would be time slots, and we would try to accommodate exactly, I think, Bill, I think we would try to accommodate exactly what you were saying, not just but we would try to hear all voices. And you know, limit. I was thinking four slot topics, Bill. I see your, but no more than four topics. But get them out ahead of time so people can think about them. And particularly the newbies can think about them.
Okay, great. Thank you, Marilyn. I see Bill is quite happy now. You mentioned three. three broad topical areas. You mentioned four, the three or four, we should see that a bit later when we choose the topics. Any others on the call? I'd like to hear your input as well, what you think about this format that Marilyn and Bill have managed to find some middle ground on with a kumbaya. Is it kumbaya? Rafiq, please, go ahead.
Yes, Olivier, it's kumbaya. So just to be sure, we have 90 minutes, I guess, yeah. As Bill is asking, probably three topics. Four, it will be a little bit complicated. If also, maybe in the beginning we had to do setting the ground or kind of introduction, I guess. That's why I think three topics maybe than just four. Four it will be a little bit. We will be in a rush and trying to cover everything, and it's not enough.
Okay, thank you. Do we have a suggestion for the topics that absolutely need to be included in this? I mean, I'm sure Brazil is going to be one.
I'm sorry, Brazil? Oh, sorry, you mean Net Mundial.
Net Mundial, yeah. Well, you know, I'd like to think of it as Brazil because Net Mundial has this soccer flavor. Net Mundial is obviously going to be one of the topics, and collecting input to beef up our paper, which hopefully should be taking form in the next 48 hours. Is it worth mentioning two other topics right now, or do you want to move on and
well,
I don't see anyone disagreeing with the format. I think we seem to have a format that everyone's happy with here.
I'd like to mention an enhancement to the format and also a topic. And one enhancement to the format might be that we appoint rapporteurs. We have an organized way to take input from remote participants, but we could do all that, come back, maybe submit comments into everyone. I want to mention another topic that I'd like to discuss. And the other topic that I'd like us to add is a commitment to the bottom-up, consensus-based approach of consultation and decision-making at ICANN, which we seem to be losing. We're very much in a top-down approach, and I think that's very risky. And I'd like to add that as a topic and talk about what that means, because that's a responsibility of all of us. Otherwise, and particularly now when we're getting so many mystical, magical panels throwing out, you know, stuff that needs to be responded to, but we need to figure out how we get support and how ICANN staff is allowed and supported to support the bottom-up process. And I'd like to add that as a topic.
Okay, thank you very much, Marilyn. Keith, you have the floor.
Thank you. Just expanding on Marilyn's idea of ICANN being a bit more committed to bottom-up, perhaps the topic should be multi-stakeholderism and what that means, which I think is a broader theme crossing the broader internet governance arena. So it could be worthwhile. I'd rate that as a top topic for three or four topics that we might cover on the day. Thanks.
Thank you very much, Keith. Sorry, can you take the topic itself? Because I was trying to hear it, and you dropped on my thing just when you said it.
Marilyn's topic was to talk about ICANN, and I was saying more multi-stakeholderism generally and what multi-stakeholderism might mean.
Okay, thank you. More multi-stakeholderism. Okay, next is Bill Drake.
Actually, Keith kind of took the words out of my mouth, but I'll expand. The bottom-up, top-down thing has become a real leitmotif of every IG discussion lately. If we're going to spend our time talking about this rather than the substantive issues that the cross-community working group might undertake, I would really like to hear an explanation of exactly how the magical mystery panels have destroyed the bottom-up process, because I have looked at them and I don't see that they got the GNSO PDP process in any way, shape, or form. And as far as I can tell, heads of organizations, both intergovernmental organizations and private bodies, often constitute groups that they want to talk to about various issues. So the fact that, you know, I'm not on any of those groups doesn't offend me. I read the reports, I see what they have to say. If there's any interesting ideas that's useful, that's fine. But if we're going to make objecting to that the main focus of the cross-community working group, I don't find it really to be all that useful way to spend my time, to be honest. I mean, if we're going to have a broader discussion about Internet governance and the stance of ICANN in the Internet governance environment, if we want to talk more broadly about how to make multi-stakeholderism work well, that's all great. If we want to spend all of our time complaining about the management and its choices and whether we all were on everything that he ever did, I'm going to check out because I'm getting really tired of this conversation. Sorry.
Thanks very much, Phil. We're just looking at topics at the moment, of course, and I note that there is also some chatting going on the Adobe chat, Adobe Connect chat, about this. So, okay. I mean, it's interesting. And let's not discuss the merits of the, you know, which way of the approach, but this looks like an interesting balance at the moment. Philly Dilmaz, you're next.
Thank you, Olivia. But I think I'm agreeing with what Bill said previously. I think we requested a session on Monday to talk about our input, our work, and how this work is going to collect input from the community, how this work is seen by the community. So we need to stick to that in that time frame. So in my opinion, we should be residing within in borders of that merit and ask and use our time in the session trying to collect feedback from the broader community if our draft document so far we've been working on has the correct notions, has the correct topic being discussed, or is it agreed in general? Because this is what we are doing as far as I'm concerned. This is what we are supposed to be doing. So we need to report back and collect feedback from the community if we are on the right path or not. Secondly, I do agree there are relevant issues attached to this, like the top-down process and how it is being handled right now. They can be attached. They seem to be attached to these topics, but they are more general concepts. And I do think if we all agree that this is an important subject, I think we have a channel and ways to put this forward for the agenda of the public forum where it can be discussed by everybody. So I suggest we, you know, any relevant issue discussed and collected within the groups themselves and channeled through the agenda of the agenda of the public forum, and these are that over there, not in our session. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Felice. So just focusing on what you said here, you would like, rather than having three topics, you think just one topic, which is the Brazil input, is the way forward? Or would you still keep three topics that would evolve around that?
Well, I don't know. Is that a question for me, Olivia?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay. Just to make sure. To my understanding, our mandate is to provide feedback towards the Brazil meeting, so that would be my priority. But I'm not aware about the other two topics you're talking about. What are they? If they're relevant, of course. But I think priority is the Brazil meeting. Yes.
Okay. Thank you, Felix. Next is Oliver Schwimmer.
Yes, thank you, Olivier. I also think that one of the main topics should be the Brazil conference, and I would even say we should be more concrete on the Brazil conference. And I think that the roadmap for the further evolution of the internet governance ecosystem should be the thing that we should concentrate on, and that would be the point where I would be most interested to get feedback of the community, because the role and the position of ICANN into this future evolution is, I think, one of the most important points for ICANN as an organization and for the community that is representing ICANN. So I would be very much in favor if we could concentrate a little bit on this. And if I look into the draft paper of our group, I think there have also been some discussions about this point, saying that we don't have the time to reflect our ideas on this roadmap within this very short timeline that we have right now. So maybe the public session would be a way to get more input on this roadmap that is one of the key topics of the Brazil conference. That would be one topic. And I would like to suggest a second issue, which is also regarding the Brazil conference. I think we will have a lot of participants and attendants at the conference that are not so much focused on internet governance and are not such internet governance and multi-stakeholder approach experts like we have at ICANN or like we have on this call. And so one thing that I consider very important is to find a definition what can be covered by internet governance and to distinguish this from what cannot be covered by internet governance. So where is the border between internet governance processes, what can we cover with this, and where do we have to state very clearly which part of internet and internet business cannot be part of internet governance. That's something that I think is important, because we will, at the Brazil conference, face a lot of politicians and people that are not so much experts on this, and I see the danger that we will have a discussion about issues to be covered by internet governance that, at least to my understanding, can never be covered by internet governance. So these are the two topics where I would, what I would focus on. Thank you.
Okay, thank you very much.
So
next is Rafiq. There's a queue, Marilyn. You can speak after Rafiq. Rafiq, you have the floor.
Thanks, Olivier. I think the first topic, yes, should be really about we need to get the feedback about our input into the Net Mondial. Yeah. Because that's also what I think we discussed in the beginning. So as we have to hurry to submit, and then it's in Singapore really when we can get the community feedback and endorsement of what we submitted. So I think that it should take an important part of the time for the session. And then we can go to a second topic, really to talk what the community can do. I mean, for the Net Mondial, it's more we talk about the meeting itself and also about other contributions. So it's more kind of preparation for the ICANN community in Net Mondial. And then a third topic, we need really to think. I mean, to start thinking, maybe it should not take so much time, maybe 10 or 15 minutes, what we are expecting from this working group to do after the Brazil meeting. So it will be the time to think about how to to be in the, I mean, in the long term. So I feel like that the first we start with the Net Mondial contribution that we hopefully we will make it in this Friday to get feedback and comment and hopefully a lot of the endorsement of the community. Then we go as the ICANN community to think about the preparation for the Net Mondial, and then after it will be the post Net Mondial, and mostly how as working group what kind of topic we will handle later. And I think it's kind of we will have other challenge, so I see that is kind of the timeline that we can follow for the session.
Okay, thank you very much, Rafiq. Next is Marilyn Kate.
I want to see if I've captured, first of all, if I've captured what Rafiq proposed. One would be feedback on the document that was input to Net Mondial, and two would be what should the community do between Singapore and Net Mondial, including maybe providing information in the room about participating remotely if they're not anointed to attend. And three, then focusing on what is the community's advice to the working group. I like that. That gives us three topics. They're very organized, and they're prioritized by nature of the Net Mondial meeting coming up. My only comment to this group is, let me assure everybody that if you don't know that Net Mondial is one event among many, I'll send you my scary calendar, which Olivia has already seen. And I think we need to be keeping in mind that scary calendar in the background, but I like that the prioritization for all of us. I like that approach.
Okay, thank you very much, Marilyn. I think we might have some agreement here on these topics. So looking at the first, what Christina Rosette had mentioned earlier in the chat, she said three topics, 25 minutes each. I'm a little concerned maybe that 25 minutes with a little bit of movement, some might need more than others. But if one looks at the Net Mondial inputs or feedback on our submission to Net Mondial, and then for the community to decide, you know, what this working group should do on the road to Net Mondial, and then what this community should work on after Net Mondial. These look like three things which I've heard everyone seem to be pointing in that direction. And that doesn't actually, okay, that might not tackle the bottom-up, top-down discussions, but I would hope that this working group is going to continue living after Net Mondial and has a lot more things to do. Perhaps the first discussion, as was mentioned by people here, would be for this discussion to take place, you know, the bottom-up, top-down discussion to take place in the public forum. And not our public forum. I'm speaking about the ICANN public forum at the end of the week, or even part of the discussions and questions about this would probably be asked during the session about the strategic panels, because I would imagine that there will be a question and answer session there. So that could be a question asked in that session, and we can focus at least in Singapore. We can focus on this Net Mondial to beef up our input so that we can arrive in Brazil fully charged up with, I can't say all of the answers, but certainly with the support and the input of our community. And when we say something, we know that this is supported by our community. Bill Drake.
Hi. Thanks, Olivier. I think, again, that we should make the decision on a broader and more participatory basis. I understand why Rafiq is suggesting the three-step process, and that's one way of doing it. But On the other hand, it's also kind of arguably generic and just kind of saying, where are we now? Where are we going? What should we do? May not actually elicit a really focused discussion. So I would like the opportunity for us to perhaps brainstorm a little bit more on possible topics for the group to respond to, particularly since we're a small subset of the group. I mean, there are people from a lot of different parts of ICANN who are not on this call, and I don't know what their preferences, their leading questions might be, and so on. So that's why I was suggesting, and a couple others were agreeing with me, that we might try listing some questions on a wiki. We don't have to do this forever, not really. We could do it in a week. Put some questions up, and then decide once we see the set together what do most of the people who are participating want. Right now I know that there are several other people from NCUC, for example, who are not on this call, and they might have different views from me about what we should talk about, and that's just within my own community. So I would assume that other communities that are not on the call might also like to have a chance to suggest questions. So I just don't want to reach premature closure on a purely process now, tomorrow, and then the next day set of questions. I think we should give it a little bit more time.
Thank you very much, Bill. It's Olivia speaking. So here's my thinking. What I've found so far in this cross-community working group is if we sit and wait for ideas to bubble through the mud and come out and turn up into a beautiful flower, it sometimes is a bit difficult, and we can wait for a very long time. So certainly what we've discussed here, the three topics that we've discussed here and this proposal, is not something that is cast in stone. The suggestion is to then now send this, what we've discussed here, send it to the group and obtain then, ask with these suggestions, ask, one, whether the group is okay with this, and two, ask what questions are going to be asked in each one of these subsections, because I think that's really what's going to make either the session either a success or not. If we don't have the right questions asked to the community, you're going to be talking and no one's going to be answering. And I do that, I'm saying that from experience there. And that's the success of a public session or of our session. I see you're saying, Bill, and I'm not sure whether you were saying no to what I was saying or you disagreed or what. So
I'm definitely saying no to what you're saying.
So you just want to throw this over to our cross-community working group? And I hope
we're planning about top-down decision-making, and the eight of us who happen to be on this late-night call for me here are going to decide what the agenda for this thing should be without consulting with anybody. Come on. I mean, why not just send to the mailing list a note saying we need to pick, three, four topics for the group to talk about. You set a short timeline, 4 days. In the next 4 days, please go on the wiki, input your question that you think the group could productively address, and see what we get. And then, a week from now, we'll have our questions done. The meeting's not for 2 weeks. We've got time to do this properly, rather than just announcing it to everybody that this is what we're doing.
Well, I thought, this is my view of it, I thought that this sub-working group was going to be working on this, making a proposal, and then getting our community, our wider working group to comment on it. If you just want to throw the thing over and say, well, ask the questions and say, what do you think should be in the in the public meeting in Singapore, then we might as well have asked the question to the whole group when we've got the whole group online, when we've got a conference call with everyone.
I think we've bounded it a bit more than that, Olivier. We've come to the point where we agree that realistically we probably can ask three or four questions at most, so that gives us a structure. We agreed on having a mixed format. We agreed on a certain time allocation, and we've started the process of throwing ideas on the table, and some of these ideas may be great. but I think it's just premature. You've got constituencies and stakeholder groups that are not represented on this call. So if we go to them and say, this is what we've worked out, then they have to push back. If they have a different view, they have a different preference, they have to go through the whole process of saying, no, what you guys worked out on the phone call that I wasn't on isn't what I want to do, et cetera. You're raising the bar for everybody in a way that I don't see the point, and I think we have enough time to do it a little bit more democratically.
Bill, I'm sorry, Olivier, I need to ask a question. I need to understand. Bill is raising a point almost of order, saying stakeholder groups are not represented on this call. This is a planning call. The full group agreed to this approach. I see you, Bill Gray, that's civil society, I see police. Who are we missing? I'm not objecting to our sending this to the full group by any means, but I'm trying to figure out who we're missing that you're concerned about to make sure we're understanding it, Bill.
Marilyn, I could go and look at the full list of members and try to name names for you, but I don't think this is a productive use. We're already at 1 hour. I just don't see the point of why we can't allow a little bit of time for input from everybody. That's all.
Okay,
and if we're going to try to prematurely reach closure on a proposal that we do X, Y, Z, I oppose that. So I just tell you right now.
All right, so, thanks, Bill. We've got Philly
Zilmaz
next. Philly?
Hi. Thank you, Olivier. In fact, what I want to say is related to this discussion. As if I recall correctly, and things are moving really fast, so I might be confused, you know, like anybody else here. But if I recall correctly, the reason we requested this session from ICANN and at the meeting at that time slot was because we wanted to go out to the wider community and cross-check, double-check, sanity-check our points that we gathered within this smaller group of TC working group, so cross-community working group. We are producing something, some kind of input towards Brazil meeting, and we want to make sure that we are on the right spot and we heard everything that is being said and what the different issues are being discussed there are gathered properly. This is why we are having this session. So the merit and the objective and the goal of this session should be defined already. And I think we do agree with that. I think what Bill is suggesting is how we are going to do this in practice by throwing out their questions, because there needs to be some moderation done. And these questions can be collected with the wider group. This is what I'm understanding from Bill's suggestion. So, in fact, I don't see much conflict between what you're saying. Maybe a nuance. Can we maybe try to connect the dots there? Because I don't think we disagree in regards to the objective of this session. And if we do, then yes, we are in a bad spot. Thank you.
Thanks very much, Phyllis. I'd like to go back to Bill and ask whether he actually objects to these subjects which we've suggested here, so the Brazil
yes,
Net Mundial and those. You object to the Brazil Net Mundial?
Yes, I think the questions are very broadly, generically posed and will not yield interesting conversation. So I would like a chance to talk to people about other ways of framing it.
Bill, can I ask a clarifying question? Because in at one business, I was nominated. There are four business reps. I have to go back to the four business reps and then back to the full business constituency. So my idea, you know, I'm assigned as a liaison. So I have to go back to two layers. Is that what you're proposing, that you would go back to, or are you proposing something else to generate the list? That's what I'm trying to understand.
I'm proposing that rather than spending a half hour debating the process, we just take a day or two and talk to our colleagues about what their ideas might be, because nobody I've talked to has given any thought to the question of what this meeting will do. So if I go back to them right now and just say, we decided to to talk about feedback on submission, what should the community do, and what should it do next after that. You know, and I can very well expect some people are going to say, that's what you guys came up with? No offense to Rafiq, I just don't find, there may be other ways of posing questions. And I don't see the point of rushing it, and I don't know why we have to have a half-hour process debate about it. If somebody in the group would like to consult with other colleagues, I mean, it doesn't strike me as something that should be a subject of discussion.
No one is objecting to consulting with other colleagues. I'm sorry, Olivier, but I need to be clear about that. I think all of us thought we were going to go back and consult with other colleagues. But we do have a number of ideas, and I would like to see the ideas that have been put forward included in also a call for other ideas or different ideas.
Yes. Thank you very much, Marilyn, and thanks for this input, Bill. So I see that what we're going to do then is to go back to the wider group. And what we can report on with regards to this meeting is we've agreed on a basic format, although I'm not quite sure. I mean, nobody's mentioned anything against it or anything. So there's a basic format of 5-minute introduction, possibly 3 topics, 25 minutes each, maybe a bit of movement more or less, 10 minutes for open Q&A at the end, perhaps. And then the topics are still open for discussion as to what topics there should be in there. I would, however, insist on mentioning that at least one of those topics has to be Brazil, because I cannot see, I just cannot see if three members of the working group come up with a whole number of other topics that have nothing to do with Brazil, then we're effectively asking for a prime session on Monday for something which is not time-sensitive, and I think that's a waste of time. So, of course, we need to talk about Brazil. But what about Brazil, of course, is another thing. Well, we've just spent a few months or a few weeks, I guess, drafting some input, which is not yet finished, but hopefully will be in a couple of days' time, drafting some input and sending it to the Net Mundial. We're obviously going to be involved with the Net Mundial one way or other. I think many of us have applied for financing to be able to be there present in the room over there. That's our opportunity to get the input from the ICANN community. But, okay, I understand you don't want to frame the question specifically and so on. So let's report back to the main group with a basic format with 3 topics. We want to get some input from the main group on the 3 topics, and if the main group needs to go back to their own communities and constituencies, then fair enough. But I do want to mention in there that at least one of those has to be Brazil linked.
Olivier, sorry.
And keeping it quite open on this.
I hear keeping it open, but I would like to share the discussion that we've had and then ask for comments on it. And Bill and others can propose other points, but we just spent a huge amount of time, and let's at least give people the benefit of what we talked about.
And then ask, as Bill says, and I think Felice as well, ask for other ideas or different ideas.
Yeah, okay, that's fine. Bill, you have the final words for today, because we have to end this call very soon.
Okay. So if we're going to talk about Brazil, which I think we should, because I've very much strongly been of the view that Brazil is the first urgent priority and we can worry about what's after Brazil, I would like to maybe have a discussion that takes particular topics, themes, that are on the agenda for Brazil and try to tease them out and address them directly. And what I'm concerned about, Olivier, is if just one of 3 questions is, hey, what do you think about the submission to Brazil? Well, the submission to Brazil probably isn't going to have a lot of content in it, I'm sorry to say, because I can see that the group is not going to reach agreement on some very important points. So that means those topics won't be in the thing, and they may not be talked about. So you know, the reality is you could take the Brazil agenda and make three questions about that and do nothing else. You could talk about principles. You could talk about globalization. You could talk about other aspects. You know, and so the question is how we want to focus the time. I'm just trying to say, please, let's not have another really generic discussion because those drive me nuts. When I have to sit in a room like that last one, that, you know, that the last tag team thing you guys did with the 30 people on the stage and listen to very general discussions about, you know, Rorschach test discussions about internet governance issues and things like that, it goes nowhere. So I want to have structure and focus. And here, I want to hear what the security people think about globalization, say, of the U.S. roles or IANA role or what people think about ways in which you might pursue greater globalization and accountability, reform of the accountability framework. Things like that, specific things. I would like to hear other parts of the community address those specific points rather than asking really broad, generic points that people can take everywhere and nowhere. That's all I'm concerned about.
Okay, thanks very much, Phil. And with these closing words, I think we've got a plan forward. I know it's in the chat as well. Obviously, our input to Brazil, to Net Mundial, is going to touch on some of these issues and already has some topics. But I see where you want to go now. And so the way that I see it is let's send an email to the working group, to the wider working group, telling them about the format we've got in mind at the moment, telling them that, of course, this meeting is going to be linked to the Brazil summit, and basically asking for those questions. What questions should be asked, in what topics should be touched on in that session. And I encourage you, Bill, to follow up on my email to immediately explain what the points that you've explained here, basically. And Marilyn, of course, you as well, and, well, all of the people who are on the call to lubricate this so as to actually gain some input. The way I would say to move forward on this logistically, let's have a wiki page created for this input to be able to be filled and for everyone to see that wiki page as it's being filled. So I'll ask staff to create a wiki page for the Singapore meeting and with for us to start building the agenda and the ideas.
This is done already, Olivier.
Okay, thank you. And that's it for today. I gather we need to have another call next week, obviously. Would the same time as today be okay with you, or do you want to send a doodle out?
If we can do it at the same time, we can all plan ahead of time. We're only missing a couple of people, right?
I will be traveling. This is Fatia. So far for today's call, we're missing just two people. This is Robert Guerra and Sintra Suknanan. Those are the two people that couldn't join.
Right, but Bill just reminded me that finance call, and he and I are both on that, so I guess we need to do this.
There is a finance call, that's right. Yeah, so we do need a doodle. If you could please send a doodle on a couple of days next week.
Okay. Any preferences? Because I've already sent one for the CCWG call.
Yeah.
Wednesday, Thursday, Friday.
Yeah, let's do Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. And in fact, let's do earlier than Wednesday. Let's start again. Let's do Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. Because I think that the Wednesday, Thursday, Friday thing is already something we've done with the other group, and I just wonder whether we want to have a clash. We always end up with a very busy end of the week, but not a less busy start of the week, so...
Olivia, one more question. Would you like to rotate the calls as well, or we keep the same timing?
around 9 p.m. UTC.
I'll let everyone else here choose. Tell me.
I'm more worried about people who have very, very early time frames. I was on two 3:30 a.m. calls this week that went on for 5 hours, but I can't, you know, I think we have to be careful. If this time works, I think that that's very early in Japan. And but who do we have? Rafiq, right?
We have Rafiq, but Rafiq is able to attend. But if we do it a lot later, then Rafiq is not able to attend because he's at work.
Oh, okay. Then for me, I'll change other things. This is the prime work time, but I'll change other times to do this time.
Okay, so an evening time is okay for all of us.
Okay.
For me.
Yeah, or evening UTC, sorry, yeah, evening UTC time. And Rafiq, you're okay with this timing?
I guess I can survive 2 weeks.
Okay. All right, well, thank you very much to all of you. Sorry again for the 13 minutes late, but we have to discuss a few things, and I'm glad that we put a few things on the table here that we can revert back to the group and get this thing moving as well. Thanks to all of you, and this call is now adjourned. Bye-bye.
Bye. Bye-bye.